USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is putting a hold on oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve in Alaska, the latest move in its efforts to stop a first-ever drilling program in the pristine 19-million-acre wilderness. President Biden is marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma.
The history of what took place here was told in silence, cloaked in darkness. But just because history is silent, it doesn't mean that it did not take place.
The president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve respect and recognition. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 46 points to close at 34,575. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Another state is looking to replace Iowa to have the nation's first presidential primary contest. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first contest in the nomination process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move.
Major League Baseball's decision to pull the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta at first faced major backlash. Now it's facing a lawsuit. The Job Creators Network has filed a $100 million lawsuit in federal court in New York. Part of the suit demands a game returned to Cobb County, Georgia. Alfredo Ortiz is the executive director of the Job Creators Network.
Frankly, didn't want to end up in courts, but we're going to do this because it's the right thing to do, and we are here to right a very, very bad wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new bird flu strain has folks on edge across the world.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu. China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission, human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of the coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Naomi Osaka is withdrawing from the French Open. Tennis icon and ESPN analyst Chrissy Evert talking about the stunning move on ABC's Good Morning America.
I really respect Naomi for being a spokesperson, and she has been the darling of the media. That's what makes this really interesting. These athletes are teenagers and in their early 20s, and they can't cope with what a 45, 50-year-old golfer can cope with. You know, you have the press really have to have some compassion and some respect for the questions that they ask, because it's really putting a lot of the players off.
Osaka revealing that she's been battling depression since 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.